This is Apollo Control. As a point of interest, that entire exercise in the lunar module took about 1 hour. We reached the conclusion here in the control center that we were going to ask the crew to enter the LEM at about 8 hours, 13 minutes ground elapsed time. A couple of minutes after that, John Young came up with a further report of what appeared to be particles venting from the LEM, which reinforced and further confirmed the decision to go into the lunar module. The crew, Young and Duke, to our best estimate, were in the LEM by 8 hours, 30 minutes ground elapsed time, and spent about 16 minutes in the lunar module, during which time we got a good long look at all of the critical systems and could find nothing out of the ordinary. And again, to repeat Charlie Duke's description, the LEM looked extremely clean. I think evaluation would apply equally as well to what we saw on the ground and what the crew saw on board.
Correction 1, and we're looking at about 12 feet per second on mid-course correction 2.
Well, that's great.
And Capcom Don Peterson has just advised the crew that mid-course correction number 1 will not be required. That opportunity for the mid-course is scheduled at 11 hours, 39 minutes. And by the time we get around to the opportunity at mid-course correction number 2, the amount of velocity change it appears would be required is somewhere on the order of 12 feet per second. By dropping mid-course correction 1, of course, that will give the crew a bit of help in making up the time that was lost in going into the lunar module. And we would expect that they would have most of that time made up by the time they're ready to begin their rest period. Apollo 16 at this time is 45,817 nautical miles from Earth and traveling at a speed of 8,750 feet per second.